اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program, Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi and we're joined by Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, brother Mahdi. And assalamu alaikum to all the dear listeners of this program. I'm really glad to be with you.
Thank you, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, the program Let's Recite the Quran consists of different interesting parts. First, we're going to talk about a Quran reciter. And then we're going to listen to a recitation by that reciter preceded by its English translation. After it, Brother Muhammad will analyze that recitation. So stay tuned. Today we are going to listen to a recitation by Sheikh Muhammad Al-Laythi. Sheikh Muhammad Al-Laythi was born in 1952 in a rural area of Sharqiya Governorate in Egypt, and he was raised in a Quranic family. His father Muhammad Abul Ala was the only person in the village who managed to memorize the entire Quran. Therefore, Muhammad began to memorize the Holy Quran under the guidance of his father, and with the help of Allah, he managed to memorize the entire Noble Quran at the age of 3. Muhammad's increasing interest in Quran recitation helped him master the techniques of recitation of the Noble Quran under the care of his father at the age of 6. He was famous throughout Sharqiya Governorate by the time when he turned 15. In 1984, he entered Egyptian radio, and then, after gaining more fame, he was selected as the best reciter of Sharqiya Governorate and began to recite in famous mosques of Egypt, such as Masjid Imam al-Husayn and Masjid Sayyida Zainab, Salamullah alayhima, and his recitations was broadcast live on the Egyptian radio. He traveled to many countries including India, Pakistan, South Africa, Germany, and the United States. He traveled to the Islamic Republic of Iran in 2012 along with Sheikh Ahmad Nu'ayna. This great Egyptian reciter passed away in 2006. May Allah bless him. Now, dear audience, let's listen to the recitation of verses 32 and 33 of Surah Al-Ahzab, recited by Sheikh Muhammad Al-Laythi. Let's enjoy it.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا نساء النبي لستن كأحد من النساء إن اتقيت فلا تفضحن بالقول فيطمع الذي في قلبه مرض فلا تخضعن بالقول فيطمع الذي في وقال في بيوتكن ولا تبرجن تبرج الجاهلية الأولى وقال في بيوتكن ولا تبرجن تبرج الجاهلية الأولى وأقمنا الصلاة وآتينا الزكاة وأطعنا إنما يريد الله ليذهب عنكم الرجس أهل البيت ويطهركم تطهيرا صدق الله العلي.
Dear audience, you're still listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran from the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. And what you just listened to was recitation of verses 32 and 33 of Surah Al-Ahzab, recited by Sheikh Muhammad Al-Laythi. And now, Brother Muhammad, let's talk about this beautiful recitation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Okay, Sheikh Muhammad Al-Laythi, he's a very good reciter. One of the characteristics of Muhammad Al-Laythi is that he had imitated many reciters of the first generation, second generation, and third generation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, for example, in many of his recitations, you see that he imitates Sheikh Muhammad Rif'at. He also has imitated Sheikh Mustafa Ismail. He has imitated Abdul Basit. He has imitated Kamil Yusuf al-Bahtimi. And other reciters such as Sa'id Abdul Samad al-Zanati, who was his contemporary. Actually, he wasn't his contemporary, but he was from the same region. He lived in the same region as, about the same region, because, you know, he was from al-Sharqiyya governorate, but al-Zanati was from the Qahliya. Both of them are, you know, they're right next to each other. They're in the east of Egypt. They share their borders, actually. Mm-hmm. And so this is Sheikh Muhammad Al-Laythi. He has a very great breath control. He usually recites in three riwayas. Hafs an Asim, Warsh an Nafi', and Khalaf an Hamza.
Yes.
Okay, the rules of tajweed, let's go over them.
Go ahead.
Ya nisa'a an-nabi. We have matul muttasil.
A conjunct mat.
Conjunct lengthening, which has to be lengthened to four or five vowel counts. The question is, how could you tell that you are lengthening, for example, this madul muttasil to four vowel counts or five vowel counts? And how could you be consistent in lengthening?
You mean what the criterion is?
Not only that, yes, the criterion. Also, because, you know, when you're reciting the Quran, you can't count the number of vowel counts every single time. The way of being consistent with the meds is that you have to keep on practicing,
mm-hmm,
and try to make an estimate. You have to estimate the number of vowel counts. For example, if you say, Ya Nisa'a an-Nabi, then another madul muttasil, Lastunna ka'ahadim minan nisa'a. You have to make a guess, okay?
Yes.
Approximately, it should be the same duration, your metz. Okay.
Yeah, so and this it is possible through it's practicing. Possible, yes, yeah.
Through practice, it's possible. Just like the ghunnas, which are two vowel counts.
Yes.
You could easily tell that. Or even the two vowel counts themselves.
Mm-hmm.
How would you know there's two vowel counts? You just yes. understand. You, yeah, it's, you know that it's two vowel counts. For example, if you say the long vowel would be
Okay,
something it would be doubled.
Kitab. The first vowel, and then we have
yes.
ta with the second vowel, which is long.
Yes, we have another madul muttasil in verse 32. لَسْتُنَّكَ أَحَدٍ مِّنَ النِّسَاءِ Now, this madul muttasil could be lengthened to 4, 5, or 6 vowel counts even. Why is it that you could lengthen it to 6 vowel counts? The second madul muttasil in this verse, which is النِّسَاءِ We stop on this word, okay? You could lengthen it to 4, 5, or 6 vowel counts. Why is it that you could lengthen it to 6 vowel counts?
I think this math is because of the sukun, and it is called waqful iskan.
Yes, due to the waqful iskan, it's not only waqful iskan. Due to the waqful iskan, where the hamza becomes sakin, you have mad aridul lissukun.
Mm-hmm.
Which means it's a med which has a presented sukun. It's not an original sukun. You have given that sukun to that letter, to the hamza. And for med aridul lissukun, you're allowed to lengthen it to 2, 4, 5, or 6 vowel counts. Then we have, it's interesting, in the phrase, we actually have إِلْتِقَاءُ السَّاكِنَيْنِ What does إِلْتِقَاءُ السَّاكِنَيْنِ mean?
When two sakin letters are juxtaposed, إِلْتِقَاءُ السَّاكِنَيْنِ takes place.
Yeah, this is إِلْتِقَاءُ السَّاكِنَيْنِ. But it's interesting that in the scripts that we have, the copies of the Qur'an that we have, which is Uthman Taha, the kasra is written below the noon. It's in. It's not ini. It's in. In ittaqaytunna. But in this version of the Quran, the kasra is written.
Yes.
Okay.
I think it's a bit smaller than normal kasra, isn't
it? No, it's an ordinary kasra.
Mm-hmm.
It's not smaller. However, whenever there is a tanween which has iltiqaa sakinain. There is no
and noon
indication.
Is written, isn't
no,
it?
No, there's no. That's for iqlab. That's for something else. It's not.
Maybe the
written.
Script is not Uthman Taha.
For example,
I've seen in some scripts that there's a small noon written with a kasra.
Yes, but not in
Uthman Taha.
Uthman Taha, and I'll show you where I'm. I mean, for example, in Surah Al-Jumu'ah, the last verse, Surah Al-Jumu'ah. وَإِذَا رَأَوْا تِجَارَةً أَوْ لَهْوًا انْفَضُّوا Okay, we have لَهْوًا and انْفَضُّوا and there's no indication that this is, إِلْتِقَاءُ السَّاكِنَيْنِ and the noon has to be pronounced with
the kasra.
So the reader has to know this.
Mm-hmm.
This is for Uthman Taha.
One, actually, when we're talking about two sakin letters here, one is nun sakin at the end of tanween, and another one is the sakin letter after Hamzatul Wasl. Thank you, Brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. That was the final part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Please click on the tab Call of Islam, and there you can listen to this program as well as other programs of this radio. Until next time, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye.
ذكر وموعظة ونور، فيه شفاء للصدور، وشفيعنا يوم النشور. آياته تروي المدى، وصفاته نبع الهدى، نلقى الجنان بحبه. لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به. هو القرآن والفرقان، إليه تنصت الأكوان، وفيه تعطر الآذان. هو القرآن ضياء يملأ الآفاق، ونور يبعث الأشواق، وفيه محاسن الأخلاق. هو